Spook Country by William Gibson. DB 65347. Copyright 2007 by William Gibson Enterprises Limited. Read by David Hartley Margolin. This book contains 371 pages. Approximate reading time, 11 hours, 15 minutes. This book contains markers, allowing direct access to the chapters and acknowledgments. Library of Congress Annotation. Cuban-born Tito, female rocker-turned-journalist Hollis Henry, junkie Milgram, and elusive troubleshooter Bobby Chombo are caught in a military conspiracy involving mystery man Brown after Hollis is sent by her startup magazine to find Bobby. Bobby, in turn, seeks a missing shipping container. Strong Language, bestseller, 2007. From the book jacket. Spook. Specter, ghost, revenant, slang for intelligence agent. Country. In the mind or in reality. The world. The United States of America. New improved edition. What lies before you? What lies behind? Spook Country. The place where we all have landed, few by choice. The place where we are learning to live. Hollis Henry is a journalist, on investigative assignment from a magazine called Node. Node doesn't exist yet, which is fine, she's used to that, but it seems to be actively preventing the kind of buzz that magazines normally cultivate before they begin to exist. That would be odd, and even a little scary, if Hollis allowed herself to think about it much, which she can't afford to do. Tito is in his early 20s. His family came from Cuba. He speaks fluent Russian, lives in one room in a warehouse in Manhattan, and does delicate jobs involving information transfer. Milgram is a high-end junkie, hooked on prescription anti-anxiety drugs. He figures he wouldn't survive 24 hours if Brown, the mystery man who saved him from a misunderstanding with his dealer, ever stopped supplying the little bubble packs. What Brown is up to, Milgram can't say. It seems to be military. At least, Milgram's very nuanced Russian is a big part of it, as is breaking into locked rooms. Bobby Chombo is a producer. In his day job, Bobby is a troubleshooter for military navigation equipment. He refuses to sleep in the same place twice. He meets no one. Hollis Henry has been told to find him. About the author. William Gibson lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, with his wife. He is the author of Neuromancer, Count Zero, Mona Lisa Overdrive, Burning Chrome, Virtual Light, Idoru, All Tomorrow's Parties, and Pattern Recognition.